Welcome, Steve Shapiro.
Thanks a lot. It's great to be with you.
I have in front of me the postcard that the museum is putting out to promote your exhibit and the event on April 12th. And it's a black and white photo. And let me just describe it for our listeners for a second. It's a black and white photo, and it's of Robert F. Kennedy standing in what looks like the back of a car. An open-top car, and he's standing, and there are just this huge crowd of people reaching out to him. How did you get in that situation where you could take a photograph like that?
Well, in the 60s, when I first really started working professionally, I was lucky enough to work for Life magazine, and I did an enormous amount of civil rights stuff, and also I traveled with Bobby Kennedy. I did his campaign posters. I went to South America with him, and I spent time at Hickory Hill, which is his home. This particular picture you're talking about was taken in California. This is 1966. Bobby was incredibly popular with people. I always felt that he was the consummate politician, and of all the people in politics I've ever met, he's the one I most respect because he had both the intelligence, the sense of caring, and also the ability to play politics. And it's very rare, I think, for a politician to have all three of those qualities.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Robert F. Kennedy is one of the people displayed in your exhibit, Heroes. And this exhibit also includes photographs of people like Samuel Beckett, Muhammad Ali, and Barbara Streisand. Now, since you, Steve Shapiro, get to choose what photographs go into the exhibit, how did you define the word heroes when making your selections?
Heroes was really people who have influenced me in one way or another, or who I felt had great influence on our culture during the time period that I photographed. It's strange in the sense that most of these photographs were taken in the 1960s, the 1970s, and yet all the people in the book still are iconic figures for us and are still very important, which I think is a rare quality or a rare situation. I don't think it happens a lot.
How long do you need to spend with a subject to feel like you're getting real pictures of them and not just, you know, more pictures of a celebrity or an icon?
It's really a tricky thing to say in the sense, for example, I've worked with a lot of actors, and with many actors, they really know who they are in a role that they're playing. But in many instances, when you're photographing someone as they really are in terms of who they are as themselves, they get confused as to who they should be, and they don't really know what image to project. On the other hand, with especially talented people, it becomes a collaboration, and both of you are working towards getting good pictures, hopefully iconic pictures, pictures that will really give you a feeling for that person and also will intensify the qualities that you really like about that person.
So do you all just hang out? What's the process like?
I am a little fly on the wall. Basically, I try to get at the spirit, at the whole sense of that person, at their spirit. And the best way to do that is to let them be themselves and to be as quiet as possible. If someone's talking to me and we're having a conversation, they're thinking about me. I don't want them to be thinking about me. I want them to be in their own world, and I want to try to catch the high moments of their own world. It can take a few hours. It can take a few days. It could take a longer time than that.
Sure, sure. Well, that being said, with the advent of digital photography and cameras on our phones, and do you feel like photojournalism is a lost art at this point, now that it seems like everyone can be a photojournalist if they want to be?
Communications constantly changes, and basically what you had, we had film cameras, now you have digital cameras. Digital cameras, for me, also create a good thing and a bad thing. The bad thing is that human emotion is often best displayed in black and white. And if you have a situation between two people which is emotional, and then suddenly someone in a yellow slicker walks between them, when you see the picture, your eye is going to go right to that person because the color will attract your eye. At the same time, with digital, you can easily look at the back of your camera and say, oh, I can do this better.
The exhibition Heroes, Photographs by Steve Shapiro is currently running through June 9th at the West Baton Rouge Museum, and he will actually be at the museum for a book signing and meet and greet on April 12th. Steve Shapiro, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Great, and we'll have lots of stories there also at the exhibit, because I'm sure I'll be happy to talk to everyone.